soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Revival Time today. I want to encourage all of you that are Bible school students that are going to be going to Bible college, or perhaps you've not decided to go to Bible college, but you should. Why don't you register at Golden State? Now, I know we're on Hiles Anderson radio program, so that's where you ought to register. But other than that, or whatever other college we're on, stations, you know, get to Bible college and train for God's work. Just plan to serve the King of Kings. Well, we're going to be hearing a great song from a 2019 men's tour group from Golden State, I Trust the Cross. You can always trust the cross. You can't trust much in life, but you can trust the cross. We'll hear from these men as they sing.
To the cross of Christ, my sins were hammered. His body bore the brunt of all my shame. The wooden beams have long since vanished, but there's redemption there just the same. I trust the cross, I trust the cross. In times like these, the world can seem like there's no refuge for the lost. But I believe in the precious blood that Calvary cost. Oh, hallelujah, I trust the cross. For the sin, there's sweet forgiveness. There's no refuge for the lost, but I believe in the precious blood that Calvary cost. Oh, hallelujah, I trust the cross.
There can be no greater truth, no more certain absolutes than the cross that Jesus bore.
There's no refuge for the lost, but I believe in the precious blood that Calvary cost. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. I trust the cross.
start writing me an email today, just go ahead and do that. Revival Time, all one word, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-T-I-M-E, at NBBC. It stands for NorthValleyBaptistChurch.org. Send me an email. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know what God's doing in your life and heart. And send me a prayer request. If you send me a prayer request, before I write you back, I'll always pray for that request. And please send me a prayer request, or send me a thanksgiving, or what God's doing in your life. And I'd like to hear from you. God's been so good to us here at North Valley. Just recently, about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we celebrated our 51st anniversary here at the church. God's been so good to North Valley, and I rejoice in his goodness. Well, let's take a look at chapter 42 after the song, Lord, I'm Thankful. Aren't you thankful today? I hope you are. Let's take a look at the scriptures.
Lately, I've been through some testing and trials. Felt like a detour that went on for miles. But standing here now, looking back, I can say, Lord, I'm thankful. Some storms I thought I would never survive, but here I am feeling so strong and alive. The darkness is past and the morning is bright, and I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful like David after Goliath, like Paul and Silas after the jail. I'm thankful like Daniel after the lions. Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful like Noah back on dry ground. Thankful like Lazarus finally unwound. Every beat of my heart wants to pound. I'm thankful, Lord, I'm
Chapter 42, verse 3, Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. Well, they did not know it, but the Bible says, verse 6, Joseph was the governor over the land. And his brothers came before him, and here it is, prophecy being fulfilled. They bowed themselves before him to the face. Joseph saw his brothers and knew them, but made himself strange to them. They didn't know us. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Now, it's an amazing thing. These 10 brothers are coming. And the thing that they're trying to convince Joseph, this second man command in Egypt, They're trying to convince them that they're true men. I've got a question. Were they true men? No, they're liars. For over 20 years, they lied. They lied to their dad about their brother. They sold their brother into bondage. They took his coat and dipped it in blood. And they said, "Dad, some wild beast must have killed him." Oh, Daddy. For 20 plus years, they lied to their dad. But look what they said. Verse 11, "We are all one man's son. We are true men." They weren't true. You know, it's about time you get honest with yourself. It's about time I get a, let's get honest with, who are we? Verse number 19, "If you be true men, let one of your brethren," we're true men, we're true men. Second time it said. Verse number 31, "He said unto them, we are true men. We're no spies. We're true, we're honest, we just love." Oh my goodness. Verse 33, "And the man, the Lord of the country said, hereby shall I know if you're true men." I know if you're true. They said, bring your youngest brother to me and he shall know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. You know, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing? Myself included, all of us, how we can deceive ourselves if we're not careful. I'm a good man. I'm a righteous man. I'm a godly man. I'm a pure man. I'm a holy man. I'm a servant of the Lord. But are we? Are we? I know many, 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 many pastors that are true men of God. They work hard. They pray. They study. They visit their members. They love their members. But I'll tell you what, there are some who are using the ministry for a party. You always have to do something, some party. You always have to be going somewhere at church expense. You call it a missions trip. I'd be very careful with that. If you go on a missions trip, I don't believe you should be doing anything else but go on a missions trip. I don't believe you ought to be doing a lot of sightseeing and all that. And I know that missionaries take you out to see some sights, but I don't believe in a lot of that. You know, I have stayed, I've said this for years, a half a block from the Alamo on six different occasions. I have stayed a half a block away from it, a half a block. I was right next to it. But you realize that I never have seen the Alamo. God didn't send me out to preach, to take vacations and to have parties and to have all this fun time. I'm so grateful for pastors. Once in a while, I'll go out on Monday night, I preach, and they'll stop at a Chick-fil-A, we'll eat something, or they'll drive through and they get something, I'll take it back to my room once in a while. But I'm not there to party. I'm there to preach God's word. My dear buddy Alvin Martinez and I, we're going to be going to Brother Gammon's church here real soon to preach in North Carolina. He's about 30 miles, I'm guessing 40 miles maybe from Mayberry. And we're going to take our day off, one extra day, and we're going to go see Mayberry. That's going to be awesome. And then we're going to fly home. And I know there's once in a while something like that happens. But these men weren't true men. These men weren't, they were false. They were liars. They scammed their dad for over 20 years. They're not true. Father, help us to be true with ourselves. Help us to admit where we're wrong today, where we're backslidden today, where we're away from thee today. Help us to get right with thee, live for thee, love thee. Help us to confess our sins. Help us to walk humbly before thee is my prayer. Bless our listener friends worldwide, for we ask this prayer in that lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for his honor, for his name's sake, in Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.